Only on 98FM.
Hi. Welcome to 98FM's Big Ride Home. I'm your host, Eric Quilty. Hey, Brendan.
Hey.
Today, we're going to have ourselves a real good show.
Okay.
We're going live.
Tends to be how it works, yeah.
And Dublin is getting home from work, yeah?
Yep.
I don't really think you're feeling this, Brendan. Let me just try something here.
Today we're gonna have ourselves a real good show. We're going live. And Dublin is getting home from work, yeah. Sitting around on the M50, so just get me home. Just get me. Cause I'm stuck in the traffic, stuck in the traffic. I'm not getting far here on the canal, like when Varadkar wrote a letter to Kylie. I need a racing car whizzing by all these slow drivers. I'm going slow, slow, slow. There's no stopping me. Drivers and their taxis. Just get me home. I'm trapped behind another demo lady. Just get me. And this is taking too long. Just get me. At least 98 songs. I'm listening to the Big Ride Home.
Just get me.
Welcome to 98FM's Big Ride Home. I'm your host, Eric Quilty. On the news this afternoon, it's Brendan O'Loughlin.
Hiya.
With OffTheBall.com Sports, Steve-O is here.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. 98FM, yeah. Eric Quilty, I listen to the Big Ride Home. It makes me feel less alone. I want to make my dinner and watch the TV. The 98FM's Big Ride Home has begun after 5 o'clock today. My musical guest is Barbara Ann. We have a magnificent collaboration prepared. And in a couple of minutes' time, I'll be speaking to one of the winners from this year's 98FM Best of Dublin Award. Stay tuned. 98FM's
Big Ride Home. Hello, my name is Mark Hoppus from Liquid 82, and you're listening to Dara Quilty. What kind of name is that?
Sam Smith, Dancing with a Stranger, 98FM's Big Ride Home with Dara Quilty. Thank you for listening to my show. I love all the songs I play on 98FM. And there's one that we hear a lot of. Current hit song. The artist is Medusa. And the song is called Piece of Your Heart. I'm about to play it for you. You've heard this before?
Down, down, down. Da, da, da,
It's a good song. But there's one particular bit of this song that drives me insane.
Down, down, down.
What? Sorry, just quickly. What if it is?
See that there? As if he's interrupting the recording session? This is actually in the song. Maybe you've never heard it before.
What? Sorry, just quickly. What if it is?
Da, 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 da,
hey!
Down, down,
hey, 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 get out of here. You did not come up with that. That was not the first take. So I dug deep and I found the original recording sessions. When you're making a song, you got the singer in the vocal booth and then you got the engineer, the sound engineer at the desk with all the buttons and all the knobs. I've got the original recording session And that was not the first thing that came to his mind, Mr. Medusa. Have a listen to this. Are you up to getting
down, down, down? What? Sorry, just quickly. What if it's...
To juggle balls, watch me juggle all these balls, round and round, round and round. Here we go once again.
No, no, no. Mate, you're juggling balls, mate. You're in there juggling balls. It's a song. No one can see you juggling the balls. Try something different, please.
What if it's a whole new
point of view, no one to tell us no where to go.
Mate, are you serious, mate? That's from Aladdin. It's clearly from Aladdin. It's in the cinemas now, mate. Can you just try something else, please? The tape is rolling, mate, so come on in your own time, please. Bloody ridiculous.
What if it's
da 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 da? Da, da, da.
Mate, it actually sounds like an impersonation of a gorilla, but I think I can make it work here on my computer, mate. Hang on. Da, da, da. Yeah, mate, I'm gonna do the rest, mate. You piss off. 98 FM.
Medusa featuring Good Boys, Piece of Your Fart on 98FM's Big Ride Home with Derek Quilty.
People always looking for stuff. People always asking, oh, Derek, can you do this? Derek, can you do this for free, Derek? Can you come here?
Stephen.
Yeah?
What do you want from me? Why are people always asking me for stuff?
Because you're the only one that plays the songs that we ask for.
What do you want, Stephen?
Safri Duo or L'Amour Toujours. Is that how you pronounce it?
Oh, the one, DGG D'Acostino. Yeah, I played that too much, I think. What was the other one you wanted?
Safri Duo, Played Alive.
That's the one that goes...
Yeah.
That one?
Yeah.
This one?
Yes, baby.
You think if I went... People would be happy?
Yeah, absolutely.
You have any experience in this? I'm going to trust you, Stephen. I'm going to go blind and
100%.
Trust you.
100%. We had it at our wedding and the dance floor was full.
All right, man, let's do it! Woo! Safri Duo Played Alive, suggested by Stephen on 98FM.
The sound of the city. 98FM's Big Ride Home with Derek Quilty.
Me. This is 98FM. What's going on? I'm Derek Quilty on the Big Ride Home as the dust settles on 98FM's Best of Dublin Awards. I want to read you a thing that comes from a Twitter page called @HumansOfDublin. It was Halloween night. I got radioed to a call, so I walked through the hospital and I jumped in the elevator. On the next floor, this little boy with a huge bandage over his head got into the elevator with his mom. He looked at me and he asked, "What are you doing here?" I was like, "Well, I'm here to check on you. How are you doing?" He said, "I'm fine, but I don't like the fireworks and bangers. They're too loud." So I said, "You know what? I'm going to get a big bucket of water. I'm going to collect all the fireworks and put them in it." He laughed. And as we walked out of the elevator, he asked me my name. I said, "My name is Emer." And he replied, "That's great. Now I know two guards." About 2 weeks later, I was doing nights. And while walking around the hospital, I heard a lady say, "Are you Garda Emer?" I said, "Yes, how can I help?" She said, "You probably don't remember, but you met my son a few weeks ago in the elevator. He couldn't stop talking about you ever since." I said, "Ah, of course I remember. How is he doing?" She got very upset then. She told me they were looking for treatment for him abroad. I felt like I had to do something, at least acknowledge him and show that I was thinking of him. My initial idea was to give him a goodie bag. But when I told the sergeant, he suggested I make him an honorary junior Garda. So a few weeks later, this little fellow was going around the hospital in full custom-made Garda uniform with a hat and badge. Unfortunately, he is no longer with us.
But he has taught me a lot about the importance of being nice at all times. That little chat in the elevator had huge impact, not only on him and his family, but also on me. He gave me a reason to become one of the volunteers with Little Blue Heroes. And that is Emer Cantwell, a Garda at Temple Street Children's Hospital and winner of the Best of Dublin Awards 2019 Dublin Hero. She's here on 98FM now. Emer Cantwell, guard, should I say, welcome to 98FM and thanks for coming in and congratulations on your award.
Thanks a million, Dara, for having me in here. And it's fine, you can call me Emer. It's fine.
Emer, it's hard to read that.
Yeah. To be honest, even with myself, that kind of left a mark on me. And at that time, I didn't really tell that story that often because it affected me in a way that how much of an impact I left on that family. Something so small and something so simple and that simple act of kindness could cause such happiness for some family just to give them some memories, like, you know, and just kind of, I suppose, distract a child that had a serious illness just temporarily to give them that courage or bravery or strength or even make them forget about their illness just for that brief time. Like,
so this little fella in the elevator who's no longer with us, what was his name?
His first name was Killian. He was 5 years old. When I first met him and stuff like that, his mom was there as well. Like, so, you know, just, it was just something to do just to cheer him up. And when I was talking to see if I could arrange kind of a goodie bag for him or something like that, I actually got in touch with our community relations office. Then that's how we ended up getting Killian his uniform and him having his party and basically him and his family having their day, like their special day to make their memories. Like, it was kind of our way to show that, hey, look, you know, we're supporting you and, you know, we're there for you and we're thinking of you.
19 degrees. 98FM's Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke. Back in the morning from 6, only on 98FM.
Oh, thank you very much, thanks. Stop it. Welcome to the Big Ride Home on 98FM. I am your host, Dara Quilty. That's Brendan on the news.
It is.
Steve-O from Off the Ball.
Hello.
Lads, people are at me.
What about?
They're just texting. They're WhatsApping. They're at me.
Hello.
Rachel.
Hello. Hi.
See, that feedback loop we get caught in when the radio's on in the background is amazing, isn't it?
I know, it's fabulous. Love it.
I wonder if you left the radio up all the way, would it just go on forever? Rachel. Hello.
That's a dream, really, like.
Say hi to Brendan, Rachel. Don't be so rude. Don't ignore Brendan.
Hi, Brendan.
Hi, love Rachel. You, Brendan.
What the hell do you want from us, Rachel? Why are you here?
I am on the way home and I'm looking for one song in particular, Dara. And seeing as you're in such a super sound mood today, I know you're going to, you know, deliver.
Like, this is dangerous, Brendan. Because we're live on the radio.
We all know.
We're live on the radio, Rachel. I don't know what you're going to say. You could be saying, will you play Tchaikovsky's Romeo and Juliet Fantasy Overture Part 2, please? And then I can't. What am I going to do, Rachel? I'm not going to play Tchaikovsky on 98FM?
No, you're going to play The Underdog Project, Summer Jam.
Ah, I thought you were going to say Wagon Wheel.
Really?
98FM. Just to confirm, Rachel, you said Summer Jam, correct?
Yes, I
okay,
did.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it's just after 5 o'clock. Thank you indeed, Working Day Wednesday.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days.
Get on the floor. Put your hands up.
98FM, what's going on? This is Dara Quilty on the Big Ride Home with, oh boy, a one-of-a-kind treat for you if you're in your car, on the Lewis, on the Dart. I'm basically trying to be a poor man's Jules Holland. My musical guest today is Barbara Ann.
Hello.
On guitar, Cece Brez.
Yo, yo.
Formerly of Republic of Loose, currently solo as Cece Brez.
That's right.
And ladies and gentlemen, Ireland's greatest drummer and percussionist from the greatest rock band out of Ireland, Appella, Ronan Nolan is here.
Hello, Dara. It's nice. It's lovely to be here.
So, Barbara Ann, you've collected all the musicians. We're doing a collaboration here.
Yes, we are.
You've not told us what song we're covering.
We are going to cover Gnarls Barkley, Crazy.
Okay. Do we know how to play that, lads?
Follow you, man. Follow you.
Live on 98FM.
This is Gnarls Barkley, Crazy.
I remember when I lost my mind. Maybe you're crazy. Maybe we're crazy. Probably.
Ah, oh, we did it, everybody! Barbara Ann live on 98FM featuring Appella, featuring CC Brez.
When I was 17, 98FM.
I mean, you can't pick a favourite child, but you can pick a favourite moment of your show. I love doing When I Was 17, where we play whatever was playing when you were 17 years old. And today we're speaking to Jenny. Hiya, Jenny.
Hey, Dara, how are you? I'm dying to get on the show for months. I'm delighted you picked me today.
Oh, you really? You've always heard When I Was 17?
I love it every day. I listen to your show
Jenny,
every day.
Welcome to 98FM.
Thank you. Hey.
So you were 17 in the year 2000, that is correct.
I was indeed, yep.
You want a dance and a little bit of cheese, correct?
Yep, definitely.
And you have no idea, Jenny, what songs you're about to hear.
No idea at all.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the year 2000. Let's start off with this.
Zombie Nation.
Oh, she's good. You're right. Come on. Good start, Jenny. Good start. Let's mix it up. So let me introduce the cheese. This came out in the year 2000, one of the top-selling songs of that year. Do you remember this?
No way.
You don't remember it or you hate it?
I do remember it. No, I don't like that kind of music. No.
It's S no-go. Club 7!
No, don't like them.
Jenny, you asked me for cheese. It doesn't get cheesier
than
cheesy.
That's cheesy. That's cheese ball cheesy.
I got one more for you here.
Mike, well. Delirium Silence.
No. Here we go.
Oh, right, now what?
You do?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You know it. It's Darude, and the song is
Sandstorm.
My goodness. Speaking to Jenny for When I Was 17. Jenny was 17 in the year 2000. I don't think we're going to be playing S Club 7. Just a hunch,
no.
Jenny. But let me go over it. In order, we heard Kerncraft 400, Zombie Nation, Reach, S Club 7, and Sandstorm by Darude. I think they're all brilliant. I don't think you're going to go for Westlife, S Club 7. All right, so...
Can I get another one instead of that one?
No.
No. Okay, well, I'm going for Sandstorm.
Sandstorm, final answer.
Final answer.
Oh, she's a confident woman. I like it. Jenny, great to have you on. I'm going to play that immediately on 98FM. You did it, Jenny. Well done.
Thank you, Sarah. Jenny, bye.
98FM's Big Red Home.